On a different front, though, there was something interesting going on that I think is worth talking about, and it dovetails into what I consider to be the larger issues than who the president of the United States may be, you know, next January. And I guess you could say, bottom line, it revolves around information, or back in my more protesty, righteous, self-righteous heyday, I probably would have said, instead of information, I would have put a spin on it and said truth. When I was about 20, I wrote a piece, and it was never published, which, you know, I'm grateful for now. But I had talked to, I think I called it The Death of Objective Truth. And at the time, and this was probably 1985 or something, you know, I was talking about how once upon a time, there was certain agreed upon facts. And upon those facts, you could then build an argument. And when you had an argument with somebody else about, you know, which way the country should turn or this or that political event, you wouldn't be arguing about the base level facts. There would be an understanding and agreement on that. And you can have the arguments now on the merit of the specific case. So you're not going back and arguing, well, I don't even believe that you're right about your basic assumptions. Well, the reason I'm glad that wasn't published 20 years ago is I think an older, wiser, more cynical version of me today realizes that there never was anything like objective truth. I think that's a 20-year-old's fantasy. Nonetheless, I do find myself in positions all the time now. Well, for a long time. But I know many of you are in the same boat. I'm not talking to the general public on this show. We used to have a saying. It's a little insulting, so I apologize if it was. But very early on, one of the slogans we used for this show is that if the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. And we've never dumbed the show down, you know, for a common denominator. I figure that it's an unserved audience if you're talking about things reasonably, you know, at a high level, and I think we do things at a reasonably high level. So you folks are not really my target audience when I say that I find sort of a certain jealousy in my mother-in-law's book clubs, because she'll go to these book clubs, and they're popular. Women like these things, and especially, you know, moms and whatnot, and they'll join these book clubs, and they'll all decide, you know, we're going to read this book, and then when we finish it, we'll all get together over coffee, and we'll talk about the book. And the reason I'm jealous about it is because, well, they've all read the same book. Nobody's going to argue about what happened to the main character and all these things. You can talk about what you think above and beyond, you know, the events themselves, right? We all agree that this happened. Now, what do we think about it? It's the what do we think about it part that is the really meaty, fruitful part of a political discussion, not the arguing over the basic facts. Back in debating class, that was considered a debate technique for the person that couldn't win the argument. Can't win the argument? Question the sources. Divert the entire affair so you're not talking about the thing you can't win. You're now talking about where this person got their information from, right? We went to the book club meeting and I read this book and you read that one. Doesn't make for a very interesting conversation about what we thought, right? So I find myself jealous that we all haven't read the same books. Because I'll have discussions with people about things, and I can't get to square one because we don't know the same things, if that makes sense. You know, you want to explain a certain reality, but they don't know about that reality. And so you find yourself having a discussion about, well, this happened back here, and you blah, blah, blah. And in other words, you know, 10 minutes into it, you realize you're not discussing the issue that you wanted to discuss at all. You're trying to find a meaningful point of agreement at a very earlier level, a factual level. I mean, case in point, what we're talking about essentially is information, right? Truth, as I would have said as a 20-year-old. The reason this is so important is because without it, you are not having the right discussion. I mean, in the United States today, I venture a guess that we have never, ever in our history talked more often with more people involved in the discussion of politics ever. I mean, we have millions and millions of people who tune into political radio and I mean, it's huge, right? Lots of people talking about it. But when you look at the discussion, so much of it is nonsense and a discussion about the things that aren't really happening or have no basis or I mean, it's as though the people talking about them were born yesterday and have no sense of what came before. So you can't even have a conversation because we don't even know the same things, right?